Today, prosecutors in Baltimore dropped all charges against Adnan Syed. He was released from prison last month after serving 22 years for the murder of his former girlfriend, Haman Lee. Lee's death and Syed's conviction were the subject of the hit podcast Serial. Joining us now with details is NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siokas. Hi, Anastasia.
Hi there, Sasha.
So Baltimore prosecutors say Adnan Syed will not be tried again. Why not?
Well, when Syed was released last month, the prosecutors had 30 days to decide if they actually wanted to pursue a new trial against him or drop the charges altogether. And what they announced today was that they were dropping all charges against him. And the state's attorney for Baltimore City, Marilyn Mosby, said in a press conference this afternoon that as part of the ongoing investigation, they'd recently tested DNA that shows that Syed did not murder Haman Lee. Let's take a listen.
Adnan Syed. His DNA was excluded.
And that DNA testing was done on clothing items of Lee's that had never been tested before.
What has the response been from Haman Lee's family?
Well, it's been very painful for them this time. Around in remarks to the court last month, Lee's brother, Young Lee, said they felt betrayed by prosecutors and they felt blindsided by all this information. And today, Mosby noted that Lee's family has had a very difficult time.
Who has had to relive an unimaginable nightmare over and over again. Equally heartbreaking is the pain and the sacrifice and the trauma that has been imposed not just on that family, but Adnan and his family, who together spent 23 years in prison for a crime as a result of a wrongful conviction.
Anastasia, you explained that DNA shows Syed did not commit the murder. Any mention if the new DNA evidence points to other suspects?
So Mosby is declined to say if the DNA belongs to any other known suspects in Haman Lee's murder because it's an ongoing investigation. And Mosby said today that her office had actually received the DNA results last Friday, but they waited to drop the charges against him until today because they were hoping to speak with Lee's family first. According to prosecutors, they received no response from her relatives as recently as early this afternoon. But Sasha, the family's lawyer told us in a statement this afternoon that, quote, the family deserves more than an email sent to their attorney 4 minutes after news of today's dismissal broke in the media.
So what is next now that at least Adnan Syed's case is over?
Last month, the prosecutor said they had new information about two other potential suspects in Haman Lee's murder. The names of those suspects haven't been made public. Certainly, there's a lot of speculation among people who've listened to Serial and other things. There's a whole lot of blogs and books and interviews and so forth in the wake of Serial. But the investigation's still ongoing, and Marilyn Mosby is pledging that her office is actively pursuing this case and looking for Haman Lee's true killer.
That's NPR's Anastasia Tsiokas. Thank you.
Thanks so much.